The United Nations has condemned Israel after officials raided the headquarters of the UN's Palestinian Relief Agency, UNRWA, in East Jerusalem. Israel says it was an attempt to recover unpaid taxes, but the UN says its compound is inviolable and remains UN property despite Israel's ban on the agency. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called on Israel to stop any further action against UNRWA and has warned the raid sets a dangerous precedent for other UN missions around the world. Roland Friedrich is the Director of UNRWA Affairs in the West Bank. He joined me earlier. Roland, welcome back to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning.
What can you tell us about why Israeli authorities have raided UNRWA's offices in Jerusalem?
Yesterday morning, in the early morning hours, our main headquarters in East Jerusalem was raided by tens of Israeli security forces and municipal officials. With the pretext of collecting an outstanding debt of community tax. This is an unacceptable violation of the privilege and immunities of the United Nations. The United Nations is exempt from paying these kind of taxes under international law and under a legal instrument called the General Convention on the Privileges and Immunities of the United Nations. And it's not the first time that this headquarters of ours has seen violations of its integrity, but also attacks by extremists. We had three arson attacks in the last 2 years, vandalism of the compound. I should add that at the moment, because of that very challenging security situation, there is no staff serving at the compound, which is located in occupied East Jerusalem.
How long has the building been vacant?
The building remains a UN site, the UN flag flying. We have a private security company taking care of the premises. We still have some assets there, and we have not been working from there since January this year. What was also extremely concerning yesterday is that the UN flag flying on top of the building was taken down by Israeli security forces and replaced with an Israeli flag. And statements were made to the effect that this is now Israeli land.
So the Israeli position is that it doesn't officially recognise UNRWA anymore. The municipality says it's given repeated requests and warnings and opportunities to settle taxes and what it says are debts that are to be collected. Is this what happens when there isn't agreement from Israel about the authority or the role of UN bodies like UNRWA that are on territory that they claim?
Well, I mean, I think there's a couple of points here. One is that UNRWA has been present in this compound since the 1950s, before Israel occupied East Jerusalem. Secondly, Israel is a party to the General Convention, which is operational in Israel, and hence under an obligation to respect the inviolability of UN premises from search and unauthorized entry. That is a commitment under international law. And the International Court of Justice has been very clear about Israel's obligation in recent advisory opinion in that regard. What is very concerning is that we've seen a lot of reports over the past 2 years that there are plans to confiscate this piece of land on which the compound is built with the intent to erect a settlement there. This is openly said in the media, and that, of course, is another very concerning matter.
On Radio National Breakfast, I'm talking to Roland Friedrich, the Director of UNRWA Affairs in the West Bank. Roland, what does this mean now for UNRWA's ability to operate in East Jerusalem and the West Bank? I know you mentioned you haven't had staff in this particular office since January, but does this create extra complications for UNRWA's operations?
The bulk of our operations are in the West Bank, minus occupied East Jerusalem. We do run certain facilities in occupied East Jerusalem that we continue to the extent possible. We have two health centers that serve more than 70,000 vulnerable registered Palestinian refugees residing in East Jerusalem. At the same time, the bulk of our operations are in the rest of the West Bank, where we operate more than 90 schools with 48,000 children. We operate more than 40 health centers with this year already 800,000 health consultations. We provide social services, cash assistance, humanitarian aid to more than 270,000 Palestinians as we speak, including, by the way, 30,000 Palestinian refugees forcibly displaced from three refugee camps in the northern West Bank. And thereby, we not only do a very important humanitarian job to help people in need, but we also, of course, make a direct contribution to stability on the ground as the second biggest employer in the West Bank following the Palestinian Authority. And we are committed to continuing to play that role as it is given to us by the international community. Our mandate was renewed by the General Assembly just last week for another 3 years. And we are committed to continue to do the job that the international community is giving us in these very difficult circumstances.
Is there any process that the international community or the UN itself can take in relation to Israel? Can it lodge formal complaints, or are there other actions that could assist?
I think Israel as a member state is of course, in a normal situation, a partner of ours, since the agency has been working in the occupied Palestinian territory, but at the same time, of course, based on constructive and professional working relationships with the Israeli civilian and, by the way, also military authorities, particularly in the West Bank, where we have decades of coordination with the Israeli defense forces for purposes of facilitating humanitarian access, addressing incidents on the ground, for example, during the last 2 years since the war started on the 7th of October 2023, following the terrorist attack of Hamas. In the West Bank, we evacuated, for example, more than 20 schools during Israeli operations in coordination with the Israeli military on the ground. And that's the professional relationship that a humanitarian agency such as UNRWA needs to have. Unfortunately, we're far away from that at the minute. Mm.
Can I just ask you more broadly, how is the distribution of aid going in Gaza? Have you seen a significant uptick since the start of the ceasefire?
I think we see partial progress. We see more food aid coming in. We see, of course, a situation where the bombing has stopped. That is already very important, although there are still violations of the ceasefire. But there's still much more to be done. Winter is coming upon us now. There are by far not enough tents going in, items for winterization. And it's also a situation where UNRWA continues to play a key role. We have 12,000 staff working on the ground, providing critical health, education, social services, distribution of water, distribution of items that are life-saving. So that is something where we all need to make a stronger collective effort and build on that positive trajectory that we're seeing since the ceasefire started a couple of weeks ago.
Roland, thank you very much for talking to me this morning. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much indeed.
Roland Friedrich is the Director of UNRWA Affairs in the West Bank.